This week, we encounter one of the greatest stories in the Torah. Moses instructs a spy from each of the 12 tribes to scout the land and bring back a report. And the spies do come back. And they explain that they saw grapes large enough so that two people would have to carry back this huge produce. They brought back figs and pomegranates, and it was clear that the land was luscious and ripe. And then the spies said something interesting. They looked at the people who dwelled in the land and said to them, to these giants, the Nephilim, we must look like grasshoppers. We seem like grasshoppers to ourselves. And if we feel that way about ourselves, surely they must think the same. Now, what's interesting is that Moses, prior to the spies going out to scout the land, asks the spies a few specific questions in order to attain a full report. And what he asks is the following. He asks, the people in the land, are they few or many, strong or weak? Tell me about the soil. Is it fertile? But his last question, are there trees in the land? And the commentators are perplexed because Moses could have asked anything. Tell me more about the people. Tell me about your experience. But the last question he leaves them with, are there trees in the land? The Maharsha, a 17th century rabbi and Talmud commentator, says that Moses wasn't trying to ask a question at all. In saying, are there trees in the land, he was trying to give the spies a lesson before they started. The Maharsha explains that trees are a magical creature. Every time you cut down the branches or the leaves of a tree, instead of the tree withering and dying as you might expect by cutting something down, the tree actually grows higher and reaches for the sun and grows in a way you wouldn't expect. And so the Maharsha explains that Moses was trying to tell the spies that although you may encounter something that might cut you down, although you may see giants that are bigger than yourself, something that will attack your confidence, your security, and certainly affect your vulnerability, look at yourself like a tree. You will be the trees in the land, fortified by your strength, fortified by your faith, and able to reach higher than you ever were before. It's a beautiful lesson for all of us. How many times in our lives have we felt cut down? That our leaves and our branches were stripped away? And you can fill in the blank as the case that cuts us down. Whether it's a situation at work, whether we feel paralyzed by a conversation we had with a family or friend, perhaps someone's sick, perhaps someone has passed away. And it's hard for us to imagine growing stronger, reaching higher. And yet this week we learned that inside each and every one of us, there is a tree. No matter what situation we face, no matter how cut down we may feel, we too, we're fortified by our faith, by our community, by our partnership with God. Are there trees in the land? I hope we're able to look inside and say yes. May our trees continue to grow. Shabbat Shalom.